Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 5, I Am the Master. I can only speak for myself, for there is only myself, and I am all in all. I can only know myself, for the universe is made up of all that I am, for only I am the Master. I am one with all there is. I am the beginning and the end of eternity, yet all eternity is in the present moment. I look within myself to see yesterday, today, or tomorrow, for here lies the immortality of my being. My life is made up of a multitude of existences, and each is in that this moment being lived. For this is the only moment that is. Though I may live in other times and at other places, each place and time is instantly being experienced in my being now. We have within each one of us an infinite variety of bodies within bodies. I know, for I experience them now. Each of these bodies represents the myriad thoughts that I may live all the time, and all at the same time. I live on the innumerable planets of the space which my present eyes conceive in this awareness. I express in multitudinous fashions in lifetimes. I am yet to recognize from this awareness, still I am there too. Wherever I am, however, all of me is present there. For each place that I am, all of my beingness is there too. But as a master, I concern myself only with what I am experiencing in my present awareness. I leave the realm of the infinite variableness to the self of me, which is experiencing that. I know that which I know in myself, as me, right now, and sufficient unto the day is the wisdom thereof. As I ponder myself, the ability to discern these inner qualities and relationships will make themselves known to me. First, I tend to the relationship to myself, which is the self that I am manifesting in the consciousness that I am now. As a master, my true goal or aim is to be that which I am to its highest and greatest potential. To be that which I am requires of me to know that which I am. And to know that which I am purely means that I must be myself as myself in myself, completely in control of all that myself is. I have chosen to experience this physical body for any number of reasons. The primary reason that I have chosen to live in this realm of sensate beingness is that I choose to be master of my experience in this body. As master of this body and this world in which it lives, I know that the only control that I shall ever have over it is, and its universe, is the control that I specifically direct of my own choice. Some have felt that the experience at this point of consciousness is to learn something from it. A master knows everything. A master is all, and draws upon the allness which it is to redefine its relationship to its universe by being master over it and taking control of it in relation to itself. A master can only be that which it is, and a master is one who knows all at any moment that it chooses to know whatever it chooses to know. All is revealed to the master because the master knows that it knows everything. Whatever I speak of myself, every man may speak for himself also. All that I am, every man is. All are masters. though all our masters all still have the freedom of choice to be master of themselves and their environments, of their life experiences and their world, and to determine that moment of infinite beingness when they will outpicture the truth about themselves. Yes, I have said all time is now. I have said that choosing is in the ever-present now, and that all time also is in the now, that when one chooses to wait to experience his good, he is waiting in the now, even as he is experiencing that wondrous good in the now. The state of consciousness which conceives of this infinite quality of beingness, wherein one can be said, where one can be and still become, is one which the aware master recognizes and the fledgling master perceives only dimly. A master is a master always. He may appear to have degrees of maturity in his awareness, but the awareness and beingness have been there all the while. The appearance world, which is the creation of minds which conceive of things on the relative level, accept for themselves that which they see. All the while, the reality is limitless, but those who imagine that world into appearance for them, it is all that there is. A master works from the highest frame of reference. He is one who looks at the absolute, the eternal, the infinite quality of reality in all things, and provides himself with a mind creation which is limitless, boundless, totally creative in its perception of any idea or thought. As the master does this, his world expresses the boundlessness of his conception. The world of the master reveals that his concept of himself is, and what his concept of the world of those about him is also. The master knows that all is perfection, right action, peace, harmony, love, joy, truth, wholeness. The master knows this for himself and his world, and he also knows this for those in his created environment, his created universe. He knows this, and in his world, all is perfect, and all of those in his environment or universe also experience only perfection. The world seems at first to take away the freedom of choice of those in the environment of the master. Rather, this provides and proves that the master creates his world. The master draws to his universe only those who are ready to experience the truth about themselves and the world in which they live. All who are ready to live in this higher consciousness of reality and purity are drawn like iron filings to a magnet, and in this polarity harmonize with a oneness which is reflected in the magnificence of their outward perfect world. Each being in the universe in which he finds himself may be master, and he may be master of it, should he choose to do so. Each being is a master, and taking sovereignty over their world is done by the definite but simple act of decision. In this domination over oneself and one's world, it can only be an autonomous state. It can only be one which claims supreme control over all the apparent circumstances in it, and a recognition that it is indeed master of whatever apparent external control may be exercised by another or others. For when one is truly in control of their universe, it must be absolute. I am always understood. I am always master. I am always recognized as being in supreme control of my world and all that it includes, for I am master. I am always supported in everything that I choose to do, for I am the master of my universe, and everyone eagerly champions my causes and upholds my recognition of the pure cause behind my desires. I am always in the awareness that the world backs me up in all that I do, and it does. I am always in control of my universe, and my universe responds with docility, being easily led and managed by my direction. Since it is my world, and I am its creator, its leader, its master, it is tractable to my thought, my control. It is totally obedient to my orders for it. I am always master, whether I take control knowingly or give up this control to the influence of others who might be more dominant in their desires for the world in which I live. It is always my choice to exert the control of living in a world of my choosing or one of another's. I can be malleable to the will and handling of others and thereby experience their world. I can believe in a world of experiences which may leave much to be desired. I may give up my recognition of the highest within, which is within me, should I choose to do so. But then my world will outpicture that in my life and affairs. But a master, always I am the master. Always I am the one who makes the choice. Always I am the one who decides how much good of my creation, creative beingness, I will experience at any one moment. All beauty, harmony, love, joy, abundance, wholeness, and right action are mine to enjoy the instant I claim them. As a master, I have the choice of a master, and as a master, I make the choice to be totally in control of myself and my world now.